Yeah, you know, they're a very good team, you know, very explosive young, and they're improving every week, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us. You know, Jackson, you know, he's a proven back. He's been in the game a while now, and he's hard to tackle, and the quarterback, he's getting better every week. So it's going to be a tough challenge, but, you know, we like to consider ourselves a tough challenge too, so we think it's going to be a good game.
Are you amazed how consistent the quarterback has been, a young guy just through his first interception and, you know, a bunch of games last week?
No, I won't say I'm amazed. You know, he's doing a good job. You know, he's leading the team the way they asked him to do. You know, they do a good job of putting him in positive situations and making things simple for him. But I wouldn't say I'm amazed by his play. He's played good, and, you know, like I said, he's getting better, and it's going to be a tough challenge.
Jackson's a big help to him, I'm sure, having had kind of running game.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely a big help. You know, he's a monster back there, you know, and, you know, it's going to be tough to get him down. We're going to try to stop him before he get going. We know it's going to be a tough challenge, but, you know, we're going to be up for him. We're going to go give it our best, try to win.
Bradford, remind you of anybody you've played?
Not really. I don't know. You know, it's only his first year. You know, I don't want to make any comparisons, but he has a bright future, you know, or else he wouldn't have been drafted number one overall. So, you know, he's good. He's getting better. So, you know, I wouldn't start making comparisons yet.
Mindset of this defense going into this game, Robert, after a disappointing game the other night?
Oh, you know, the past is the past. You know, we got to keep moving. We can't think about what we did in the past, you know. Last 10, 11 games, whatever it is, you know, they're gone, and, you know, we got 5 or 6 more, and we're just going to focus on that. We're going to try to win one at a time.
Right, and what's it mean to you to get back? We're assuming you're going to be back this week. I know you're a little disappointed you didn't quite get in there last week.
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I want to be able to help my team, and, you know, hopefully I can do that. And, you know, when the opportunity comes on Sunday, you know, hopefully I'm feeling good enough to go out there and help my team. You know, that's what means the most to me, and that's what always meant the most to me, to be able to play and help my team. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. And, you know, just like games, I'm going to take one practice at a time right now.
Thanksgiving, what's that mean to you?
You know, my mother's on the way up. She's going to be here for Thanksgiving tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be fun. And, you know, we're going to cook and eat. And, you know, hopefully I'm going to be overweight come Friday.
Robert, how surprised were you to play Monday? Because it sounded like when we talked to you this weekend, you were all set to go.
I was kind of, I just started running a week before, you know, the San Diego game. So I always knew in the back of my mind it could be a chance that I don't play. But I wanted to approach practice like I was. And that's what I did. And at the end of the day, it just was on the safer side to wait at least one more week. And that's what we did. And that's for me, Coach, you know, Wink, and everybody. That's what we felt was the best decision. And that's what we did.
Did you feel good in warm-ups when you went out there Monday?
I felt good, you know, but there's no real way to simulate, you know, a 320-pound guy, you know, trying to knock you off the ball. There's no way to simulate that. And, you know, could I have went out there and did it? I probably could. I probably could have made some. I could have helped the team. But at the end of the day, was it the best decision? You know, I think this decision that he made was the best decision.
Is there any doubt now that this week is the week for you?
You know, you never know. When you come back from injuries, you got to take it one day at a time. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm excited about getting back out there to practice today. And I'm prepared like I'm going to play. And at the end of the week, if this decision be made for me not to play, then I'm confident that'll be the best decision. But I'm hoping I will be. But we'll just see as time goes by.
Robert, getting back to Thanksgiving. Growing up, what was the best thing your mom made on Thanksgiving?
Everything. It was no one thing that was better than the other. Everything was great, and I ate everything. Except beans. I don't do beans, but, you know, everything was good, man. I love it. And it's not just, you know, when I was growing up, it was just my mother cooking. It was my mother in the kitchen, my grandmother, my aunts. You know, even I used to try to make Jello every once in a while. So, you know, it was fun, and I enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Is there one thing that you just hate when on the Thanksgiving table as far as food you won't eat, or maybe the
turkey? I hate beans, man. I hate beans. I hate every type of beans. I've never liked them. My mother don't like them either, and my father loved them, so, you know, I hate beans.